There's a funny thing that happens with the Complete Control Mark III keyboards after a long, long time of being turned on. I'm not sure quite when it does it, but it does it eventually. So what happens is the MIDI out data becomes really, 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 really slow, right? So normally if you slam your hands on the keyboard, it'll play every note, of course. But when it doesn't do that, it kind of buffers very slowly. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this piano, right? Normally, I'm just going to play like a C chord. No problem. Although, can you hear? It's slightly strummed. And the more notes I add, the worse it gets. So I'm just playing across two hands. Now, since this keyboard has poly aftertouch, if I play that continuously and I just kind of... You can hear it's just getting stuck. It doesn't know what to do with itself. And so I'm doing this a lot. And then I'm going to start playing some piece of music. And what will happen is it will take so long to respond, you will not believe it. So I'll tell you when I start playing. I'm just going to mess around with this C chord and all this poly aftertouch for a bit. Okay. Now, I'm going to start moving my volume pedal to add more MIDI data. So I'm going to start moving the volume up and down really, really fast, which I've just done. And now I'm going to go into a piece of music like this. And I've had a chance to play this piece of music twice in the time the keyboard has not responded. So let's wait a bit. I'm finished. I'm off the keys. My hands are no longer on the keyboard at all. I'm completely done. Thank you for asking. Okay, are we nearly ready for my piece of music? How about that? I cannot believe this. So the reason for the gaps or the strangeness in the piece of music is because I must have dug into the poly aftertouch on some of those keys, and so it just gets a little confused. But it's hilarious to me that this happens at all. All I have to do to fix it is to turn the keyboard off and on again. It's when it's been on for a long time, like days, weeks, without being switched off, because I do leave this on all the time. So I get it. There's a Linux machine inside this keyboard, essentially. So... after a while, these things probably have a memory leak or something happens, but it is just funny to me that it happens at all.